radio@firehouse.com. Real issues, real answers, real firefighters.
Thank you, Dr. Allen, for speaking with us today. First, I'd like to congratulate you on all the positive feedback you've had from your leadership articles. We printed a few comments in the forum section of Firehouse's September issue. Do you feel that the message is being received regarding improved leadership in the fire service?
Absolutely. I have actually been inundated with a lot of emails, and I so appreciate it. People are getting really fired up about wanting better leadership in the fire service and accountability and responsibility. And so the message is really resonating with people. They're saying, yes, let's get more of this in the fire service. So it's been really exciting to see the feedback.
That's great. And your September article is on transformational leadership. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, in transformational leadership in this article, I'm talking about really what the fire service needs more of. And this is a leadership style that's been studied for years and proven to be effective for improving performance, organizational commitment, attitude, turnover, those types of things. And transformational leadership is essentially a leader taking four components of leadership. And one of them is idealized influence, which is charisma, showing some charisma in your leadership style. Individualized consideration, taking into account the individual needs of your crew members in the fire service. Intellectual stimulation, which is letting them come up with some ideas and think outside the box and encourage them to move past status quo. And then inspirational motivation, which is setting the role model example. Let people see the change in you that you want to see in them. So be the leader you want to see and be the change you want to see.
That's great. And in the article, you mentioned a study that you conducted in the fire service. What effect did transformational leadership have on the participants?
Yes, I actually have conducted the largest known study in the fire service to date on leadership and organizational commitment. And so what I was looking to measure was if firefighters perceived their supervisors to have a transformational leadership style versus a laissez-faire, more hands-off or reactionary leadership style, basically waiting for things to go wrong until they step up, how does that affect their organizational commitment levels? And what the study showed was that there's a very strong correlation between organizational commitment and the leadership style. So if the fire service leader is showing those four components of transformational leadership, the firefighters are showing a much higher level of organizational commitment to their department. Here's one other interesting thing I found in the study that I think a lot of people will find intriguing. The organizational commitment level of volunteer firefighters was much higher than paid firefighters. Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting. I wonder why that would be.
You know, my theory is, and I haven't tested this out, so it's simply conjecture on my part, is this. Volunteer firefighters aren't doing it as a career, and so they're lucky enough to not have to tolerate all of the politics, the day in and day out stuff that goes on, the infighting, the management against labor and unionized departments. All of that stuff isn't something that they have to deal with. They have other careers, and they get to come in and do the volunteer side of the job. Not that they don't deal with leadership issues, because I've worked with a lot of volunteer fire departments. I've conducted training classes and consulting, and believe me, they have some of the same problems, but I think it's easier to be committed when you don't have to deal with it as a career.
Right. Right. And did you see any effects of the economy in your study?
As far as, you know, I didn't study that. I've actually done a recent survey in the last couple of months on what people are doing regarding the economy and how it's affecting their departments. And it's definitely affecting the morale issue. And what I'm noticing from the surveys is that people are having to step up a little bit more in regards to communication and transparency and allowing people input so that they can deal with the recessionary issues and how can we deal with our budget and the cuts that we have to make. And by giving some of the firefighters input into that process, it's keeping the commitment level higher and it's keeping morale higher.
Wow, that's excellent. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
For your next article, we're going to be talking about the power of one. Let's hear a little bit about that.
Yeah, the leadership power of one, I talk about how important it is to understand that as individuals in a fire department, and fire departments are set up to work as teams, and that's very important, but I think a lot of people start to feel like they can't make a difference. You know, well, I'm not the captain, or I'm not the battalion chief, or the fire chief, directs the vision of this department. I can't really make a difference. And so this article gives some examples of some individuals in the fire service who have taken a vision for something, and they've taken determination and perseverance and the power of influence, and they've made it happen from a grassroots level. And so how you can influence up the chain of command and not just wait for everybody else to do something.
That's great.
What the article focuses on.
Okay, great. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much, Dr. Allen, for speaking with us today. I appreciate it.
It is a pleasure. And if anybody would like any other information, they can go to firepresentations.com and they can download some other past articles from Firehouse. We post them on the website after they've hit the magazine.
Great. Terrific. Thank you again. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
If you have a comment on this program, drop us a line at radio@firehouse.com. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned to firehouse.com for more broadcasts like these. Or visit our website at www.firehouse.com/radio.